This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining me now, Matt Breen, covers the Phillies for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Phillies, a quick stop in Baltimore for a rain-out makeup. They'll take on the Orioles tonight. And Matt, Phil's just split four with the Mets in New York. Obviously, you'd like a little more against a New York team that has really struggled. But Phillies didn't do a lot right in this series and still managed to find a way to get the split. What'd you take out of that four-game series?
Yeah, obviously, you know, you want to win a series against a team like the Mets, but when you face Jacob DeGrom last night, that's going to be a tough game to win. And any time, just, you know, over the years, always going to Queens and, you know, playing the Mets at Shea or Citi Field, it's always tough. It's always a tough series, and to come out of there with a split, I mean, that's to me, you know, if the Phillies are considering it, that's a win. And now you line yourself up great for, you know, four games, against one against Baltimore tonight, three against Miami, and the Miami series. Couldn't ask for better matchups with Arrieta, Nola, and Eflin. So you're in position to possibly go into the All-Star break on a four-game winning streak, at least winning three out of four go to the All-Star break. So they survived Queens, and they come out of that, and now they're in really good shape to end this first half on a good note.
I thought there was good news in defeat last night, and it came in the form of Vince Velasquez, who returned from the DL and was about as good as he can be. How big was six shutout innings out of Vince Velasquez last night? Not just last night, but in the big picture going forward.
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty big statement from Vince Velasquez. He kind of needed a night like that, especially, you know, a night earlier, Eniel De Los Santos comes up from AAA and pitches a pretty solid major league debut. And obviously now, that there is an option in AAA waiting if, you know, Nick Pivetta or Vince Velasquez stumbles in the majors. The Phillies know they have a live arm at AAA that can, you know, handle major league batters, and it's just a phone call away. So Vince Velasquez the very next night comes off the DL, hasn't pitched in 11 days, and shuts down the Mets and goes toe-to-toe with Jake DeGrom for six innings. And that's the night he needed to you know, cement himself and the rotation going forward, and the night the Phillies really needed to see him possibly turn the corner. His fastball was electric. Off-speed stuff got better as the game went on, and it was probably, even though it was just six innings, but in the grand scheme of things, it was one of his better starts of the year.
Nick Pivetta will start tonight on the mound against the Orioles. Been a bit of rough sailing his last handful of starts. He only got, I think it was, eight outs in Pittsburgh last time out. How big a night is this for Nick Pivetta?
It's big, and it's a big night for the same reasons as it was a big night last night for Vince Velasquez. Nick Pivetta is not on super steady ground, but this is a chance against, you know, a weak lineup. It's his last start of the first half. It really is lining up to be a perfect way for him to end the first half before the All-Star break. But if he stumbles, you'll hear the same calls that you would have heard if Velasquez stumbled last night, and that's for a guy like De Los Santos to get a little bit closer to coming back to the big leagues.
Phillies have struggled scoring runs, obviously got shut out last night. Aaron Nola, as you mentioned earlier, knocked in all the runs a couple of nights ago. Ebb and flow here, or are you seeing some guys struggle a little bit that there's to be concerned with?
There's definitely concerns just when you're not hitting and you know, they're not scoring runs against a team like the Mets for four games. Besides, I mean, the one game that, you know, they scored seven runs, but everything else was pretty subpar. Pittsburgh had the one outburst on Friday night, but, you know, Saturday and Sunday were subpar as well. But if you look at the season, it kind of went with, you know, ebb and flows, like you said. It's, they've had these outbursts for like a week, and then they go into a week-long slump, and then they come out of it. So Gabe Kapler said last night when asked if you think you need a bat before the trade deadline, or, you know, you need, you know, a little surge of offense here, and he says everything, he feels confident that what they have is in that clubhouse already, and that they're confident that because they've seen, you know, guys have big hot stretches, that those hot stretches will come back. So it's going to be interesting. And this is, you know, just like it's a great shot for Nick Pivetta to end his season on a good note, it's a good chance for this lineup to end their first half on a good note with Baltimore and Miami. So it's definitely four good games to get this offense clicking before the All-Star break.
Phillies are tied for first place right now, 11 games over 500 with the Atlanta Braves. How much of a chance would you have given this scenario if I presented it to you back in mid-March?
So Gabe Kapler talked about playoffs. Since he was hired, since spring training, even in that after the Atlanta game when he forgot to warm up a pitcher, he says he ended that press conference after the game saying that, you know, they're going to be playing baseball in October. But I never really fully bought in. Maybe they would have a shot. I always thought, you know, the timeline calls for them to be competitive in 2018 and then contend for a playoff spot in 2019. And by competitive, you know, 500 baseball, at least they'd be watchable, you know, for the summer. But I really never expected them to contend for a wild card, let alone be in first place in the NL East, possibly at the All-Star break. So it's a surprise for me. But if you know, if you've been watching this team all year, I don't think there's any questions that, like, you know, it's a fluke or, you know, they're going to fall off. I really think they're for real, and I'm expecting them 2 months from now to, you know, for us to be talking about, you know, a playoff race at the end of the season.
Matt Breen, Philadelphia Inquirer, joining us on Reporters Roundup as we talk Phillies who visit the Baltimore Orioles tonight. Matt, if someone wants to check out all of your work, what should they do?
On Twitter at Matt_Breen and on Philly.com and every day in the Daily News and Inquirer.
Matt, thanks for the time and insight.
Thanks a lot, Matt.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.